It is incredible. It's awesome. The support from my family, my friends, it has been incredible to know that we can make a difference moving forward for District 1, that we can do something incredible to grow the city of Bryan-Ford as a whole.
Your background is in planning and zoning. You've been on that board for more than a year, so you know the development side. What are you going to do to be able to bring businesses in yet maintain neighborhood integrity in Bryan?
That's a great question. What we want to do, first of all, we want to get feedback from the citizens. That's what I'm here for. I'm a voice for the citizens. I'm going to attend every meeting, every workshop, and do what they want us to do. We have to be a voice, cohesiveness, to make sure we as a city grow. We actually have cities that come in. We can entice businesses, not cities, I'm sorry, businesses that want to come in. You know, number one on the list is our vocational school. I think it's going to be huge for the west side of Bryan, for the city of Bryan as a whole, and we're so excited about that.
New city council members and a new mayor, so lots of new faces, even though you know these individuals, you've worked with them. How is that dynamic going to be different?
You know, I think as a dynamic, regardless of who won the elections, I was willing to work with whoever was elected. You know, that's something that I bring to the table. That's something my father, Joe Marine, who was on city council from 2001 to 2007, who I'm thinking about and had tears in my eyes earlier when they announced the winner. I'm thinking about my daddy and, you know, I'm just so excited. My mom and dad, I know they're smiling down on me from heaven, and I don't want to get emotional on you now, but, it's just so great that, you know, he's taught me to work with everyone, to compromise, to move the city of Bryan forward by compromising with the current council members.
Finally, it's not your primary charge, but what can the city do to work with the school district to make the overall environment here better?
That's another great question, because we have to work closer with the Bryan Independent School District. We have to make sure we have programs for students after school. I believe our minority enrollment at Bryan Independent School District is up to 77%. And we want to make sure we have these kids in the right environment to make sure they're going after the right avenues, to make sure we can see them graduate.